I have not been invited to a zillion more cool things that I have been invited to, and usually I'm relieved, because the daunting task of finding something to drape this bod with is much more excruciating than actually attending whatever event it is that I'm invited to. Except for one. It happened 30 years ago, and I've never spoken of it. It was 1987. My senior year at college at Highlands University, Roanoke, Virginia. The biggest social occasion of the year. Fancy dress ball at Washington Lee University. From the first day of school, girls campaigned, weaseled, and orchestrated how to wrangle an invitation. It was the pinnacle of the collegiate social scene. Mardi Gras, Kentucky Derby, and the royal wedding rolled into one. And nope, I did not make the cut. I had my big hairdo and bigger shoulder pads ready to go, but no. I was reluctantly inducted as a member of the not-invited club that felt compelled to slink out of town for the big weekend. The dining hall conversations leading up to this soiree were agonizing. Do you have all your outfits planned? Are you excited about your date? The painful answer lost in my non-answer. I have a family conflict that weekend, also known as I wasn't invited. Thank goodness Facebook wasn't around back then, or we pitiful uninvited girls would have to have seen just how much fun we did not have. Sure, I was happy for my friends that were invited, but I would have been much happier for them if I were amongst, alongside, and between them. It is the first and only time I can relate to being the first runner-up in the Miss America pageant. That pearly white smile is not a pearly white smile on the inside. Fabulous bands like Peter Duchin, Lester Lannan, and Party on the Moon entertained the in-crowd, while I slunk home and kept my quivering chin out of sight. I never discussed this at the time. It was my 1987 personal version of not getting a rose on The Bachelor. The only other time I felt left out was my very own fault. It was spring of 1992. I was invited to a small wedding in the tiny town of Tarboro. I had graciously accepted the lovely invitation. Actually had my outfit ready to go. Probably the same big hairdo and big shoulder pads from the 1987. But I woke up and didn't have my wedding groove on. So I did the tackiest and rudest thing I could do. I no-showed. Only to find out that in attendance was the one and only Sir Elton John, mixing and mingling with all that had the decency to show up. But the only upside to the story, which gives me great comfort, is that Sir Elton John didn't make the cut to Fancy Dress Weekend either.